Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have a Christian singing Strong Enough, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
You must think I'm strong to give me what I'm going through. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but this looks like more than I can do on my own. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me, Lord, right now? I'm asking you to be strong enough. Strong enough for the both of us. Maybe that's the point. Reach the point of giving up. When I'm finally at rock bottom, that's when I start looking up, reaching out. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up. I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me, Lord, right now? I'm asking you to be strong enough. Strong enough. Cause I'm broken, got nothing, but I'm still holding on to the one thing. You are God and you are strong when I am weak. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I don't have to be strong enough, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, and I don't have to be strong enough. Oh. know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up, I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me, Lord, right now? I'm asking you to be strong enough. Strong enough, strong enough.
You know, in Matthew chapter 16, we're going to be picking up with verse number 24. We find that Jesus is giving us some instruction on our life and how that we can live a successful, blessed, anointed Christian life that not only glorifies Him, but brings good to our hearts and to our lives. And there's a prerequisite here in order for you to receive the blessing of the Lord. And some people think, well, I got saved, so that guarantees me then God's just got to open the windows of heaven and bless me just because now I'm a child of the King. Let me just give you one word. Wrong. God's not indebted to none of us. It's only by His goodness and His mercy He does what He does for us. But there are conditions to the blessings of God. Our life is so short. Time passes so quickly. And folks, every day counts, that we make it count for God and that we prioritize Him. I know we're hearing all the rhetoric and all the dialogue between media and politicians and all this, the baloney that's going on. I'm trying to think of a nice word to say there. That's going on that we're hearing. And honestly, I just got to tell you, I've just pushed all that aside. And I've even pushed the talk show host aside, too, because I'm sick of hearing talking heads that are doing nothing but using people as an opportunity to make money off of them. And if you're a fan of any of them, well, you're welcome to it. But I just cut my ties this past week. I said goodbye to Glenn Beck because I don't agree with 99.99% of everything he says anyway. Amen. And Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingram and all of them, they maybe got some good things. But you know what? I don't need somebody to tell me how that I can make decisions on who to vote for. And I don't, you know, I'm not stupid. I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. And I can figure this thing out on my own. So I just said goodbye to Fox, goodbye to ABC, goodbye to NBC, goodbye to MSNBC, CSNBC, CNN, HLN, MOUSC. I don't need none of the Mickey Mouse, amen? When I've got something today that will change my life, and something today that I can cleave to today, because I'm not putting my confidence in political rhetoric. I'm putting my confidence in the spoken, written, inerrant, infallible Word of God that has spoken blessings upon His people. Amen. Amen. Now, God wants to bless you today. And I just wonder how many of you want to be blessed? Amen. All right, that's three of you. I mean, how many of you really want to be blessed today? I mean, you really want to get blessed by the Word, and you want the Word to overwhelm you today. Go stand up and let the Lord know you vote for Him today, that you want what He's got, and you're going to receive what He has for you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew 16:24, starting with verse 24 and through 26. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross. Wow. And follow me. I'm not going to stand here this morning and tell you that's easy stuff to do. But I'm going to tell you it's the right thing to do. It's the blessed thing to do. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We are to give all that we have for His purpose, for His kingdom, and for His glory. Now, the world has taken God and pushed him aside and said, we really don't want what you've got. We're really not interested in your Bible. We're not really interested in your blessings. We're not interested in anything. As a matter of fact, God, we just don't need you. Well, that may be the mentality of some in the world, but it's not the mentality of this church. And it's not the mentality of true, born again, washed in the blood Christians today who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. We want everything God's got for us today. Amen. But we also realize that price, that this blessing that we have, it came with a price, and Jesus paid the price for us. But also today, he expects us today to live a life that's pleasing, holy, acceptable, and glorifying to his holy name. Now, you may feel today what God is asking is extreme. We deal with the Word of God and God starts making demands and God gives us things in our life that we need to be doing, you know, we think, well, God, that's somewhat extreme. I mean, come on. But also weigh in today the extreme fact today that God paid an extreme price for our redemption. And through the extreme death of His Son, on an extreme means of sacrifice on the cross, Jesus died that we could be free, delivered, and be the children of God. He died that you and I could be extremely blessed of the Lord. And so he came to this earth, and really it was a very extreme manner in which he came, that he condescended, he came down from the portals of glory and was born of a virgin in a stall in Bethlehem, and a baby was laid there wrapped in swaddling clothes, and they would call his name Jesus. I mean, that's extreme circumstances. But that was God's plan. And Jesus came, hallelujah. And not only did he come to this earth in an extreme manner, but he lived an extreme life. You know what? Jesus wants you to live an extreme life for him today. And you can live it. Being a Christian is not drudgery. It's deliverance. It's not pulling you down. It's lifting you up. It's not drudgery. It's a delight. And so therefore, we can live an extreme life that glorifies and honors God. Additionally, he died an extreme death. I mean, he bore our stripes, he carried our sorrows, he took everything that was against us, and he nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. This man was beaten beyond recognition as a human being. His body was nothing but a bloody mass of humanity. And they drove spikes in his hands and his feet, and they nailed him to this cross. They dropped it in the hole, and he suffered, he bled, he died, and he did it for you and I. What an extreme expression that God gives to you and I through His beloved Son. But you know, it didn't end at the cross. And it didn't end at the grave. Because on the third day, I wonder if I got any witnesses in the house. Knows about the third day, amen? On the third day, He arose from the grave in an extreme resurrection. Amen. And he ascended back into heaven in an extreme manner because he was taken up in the cloud. And hallelujah, we also have the promise today. He has prepared for us an extreme place to live. Heaven is an awesome place. I've never seen it, but I've read about it in God's Word. I've tried to visualize it. I've tried to capture the essence of heaven by what God has said in His Word. And in my little pea brain, I can't grasp it all. But buddy, I'll tell you what I latched on to, I sure do like. Amen. And I'm glad that I've got a place prepared for me. Amen. I'm glad the devil can't keep me from the place. Amen. I'm glad today what God's given me today is not a shanty in some time of Chi-Town in heaven. Let me tell you what. It's not on a mud street and it's not a hut. Brother, he's prepared a mansion for those who believe in him and have received him. Thank God. I've got a mansion, and not only that, but I got a mansion with my name inscribed above the door. Praise God. I'm glad I know him. I know where I'm going. I know in whom I've trusted. I know who's on my side. I know who's doing for me what I can't do for myself. And today, all that's done in an extreme manner. I'm telling you, folks, if this God is so extreme in his provision, his grace, his love, his mercy, okay, we'd be extreme in our service to him today, giving it back to him for what he has done for us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, he is Lord.